welcome into episode number 273 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Carson.
Yay, Carson. Yay. You're back. We
he
allowed
has
it.
Returned.
We allowed
it. We said
it.
We would do it, and we did it.
I had a redeeming facts, so.
You did. Cool. Well, today we're going to talk about facts. We're going to try to guess the answer to each other's questions. We hope that you're playing along.
Whoa.
What?
You're just going way different than we normally do.
Why? What do we normally do?
Oh, no, you're right. That's exactly what we always say.
This is not what we talked about in the pre-podcast rundown.
I don't know if we had a new listener.
We're going to be sharing interesting facts and guessing at
what
the answers.
What is this? A trivia podcast?
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully people are playing along. And I feel like it's mostly just like, how do you not know that? I'm still mad at myself. But that Fleetwood Mac question makes me.
You were so close.
Isn't it awful when you re-listen to the episode right before this one so we remember what the hell we talked about and you get angry at yourself for being stupid last week?
I know. But that's okay.
Yeah. We got new facts and
we have
chances for
facts.
You to hopefully know the answer.
Yeah, if I redeem myself this week from last week, maybe I'll get invited back the following week.
Maybe.
I can only hope. Okay, so usually I choose someone randomly to start it off. So you guys decide.
You know what? I will answer a question with a question. I will go first.
Yay. Oh.
Would you rather have animals or mysteries of the sea?
Animals.
Mysteries of the sea?
Mysteries of the Sea.
All right. Lindsay is outvoted. Okay. So the oldest ever known message in a bottle was recently found.
Was it written
it was
by
early
Sting?
Early March of 2018.
Was it?
It was not written by Sting.
1 point. Michael?
How old was the message? I'll make it easy. What year did the message go into the water?
And it was recently found.
Yes.
I can't get the song out of my head.
Was it sending out an SOS?
Yeah, right? I think
about
that it was pretty old. It's got to be really old. I'm going to say people were on ships for, you know, a long time. Or that just the ocean always has existed. But what about glass?
I guess
really that's the question as to when was glass blown that you can actually have a bottle. And
so
I don't know about the history of glass.
I will give you a comparison. I will give you a starting point because I'm just that nice.
Oh, how nice of you. Yeah.
The previous Guinness World Record was 108 years old.
Oh, that's
so
less than
I would
guess.
Yeah, it was found in 2015, which means it went into the water. Let's see, that would be 1915 minus 8 is 1907.
Well done.
Was when it went into the water. Yeah, never do math live.
Yeah.
So yeah, previously 1907 was the record. So
1860.
1860.
I was
gonna
guess.
Still going 1860.
I said 1680 earlier.
Okay.
I guessed. I was going to guess like early 1700s, but that information makes me want to change my answer and move it up on the timeline.
Okay.
So I'm still gonna say 18th century though, but I'm gonna say 1793.
Okay, so you think it more than doubled the age of the message.
Yeah, I think that maybe that's why it's interesting. That's why you're saying.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure that I'm very wrong, as what usually happens, but you know, I'm going to try. That's what I want it to be true.
I have no idea. So we're going to go with 1892 again, because that just seems like a great year for a lot of stuff. So
yeah.
Let's go for it.
1892 is an extremely good guess.
You're close. Ooh. You're only a couple 20 years off of
1886.
1886
was when it went into the water. For bonus points, you want to tell me what the bottle previously held? What
Ooh.
Kind of a bottle was it?
It's a rum bottle.
A good guess.
Because the rum's always gone.
Why is the rum always gone?
2 points, Michael.
Okay. What did the bottle previously held? I can't think of anything other than alcohol.
Yeah, it was like beer, gin,
okay, so
rum.
Beer, rum.
I don't know. I just can't stop thinking
you
about beer.
You can't just pick a different kind of alcohol?
Yeah.
A different milk? Salt?
What kind of milk are you drinking?
I just didn't want to pick alcohol. I wanted to pick something different.
Gin. It was a gin
Dang
bottle.
It! Well, I never would have said gin. I don't know.
Oh, I love gin.
I got to be in the mood for gin, and it's rare that I'm in the mood to drink pine trees.
Gin is my favorite type of liquor, so I drink gin like all the time.
Do you lick pine trees in your spare time too?
No, but there's different kinds of gin. If you have a blue coat gin, it's...
Oh, that is good.
That's citrus gin. And
that's
not,
good.
That's
I
good.
Really like Hendrix, though.
But
I'm not a big gin guy.
Tanqueray
but
is my
like,
favorite because I do love a good
Hendrix.
Pine needle.
Tanqueray 10.
Yeah.
Pine needles.
No, gin is great. I've had it sometimes. And... I want to go. We'll get some gin.
All right.
Perfect.
This is no curiosity about what the message was.
I mean, that was my next question, but
yeah,
thinking about gin.
So yeah, I mean, it was. Everybody's always hoping, like, was it a love letter? Was it a SOS?
It was a tax bill, wasn't it?
It's always a tax bill.
First emoji.
It was an early late 19th century ocean currents experiment.
Oh.
So they were trying to figure out where the bottles would land, and that would help them figure out what the currents were doing.
Ooh.
So yeah, it was a military ocean current experiment, which is, yeah, tax bill.
Yeah. So yeah, not as exciting.
So there's that big island of trash. You know, have you heard about this? There's
the one floating in the middle of the
Pacific Ocean. Yeah, and it's the size of Texas, which I can't even wrap my head around.
You should come to my house on trash day. It's not that hard to make the leap.
Yeah, but I mean, the size of a state is an absurd amount of trash. And I'm curious as to how many messages in a bottle have been sucked into Texas Trash Island.
Yeah.
I just want to know. I'm sure that there's like a lot of people that's where lost souls go to find. It's like the limbo of the sea. Also, Hollywood, make it happen.
Yes, but what if there's an older message there on Trash Island? Like,
I know. I bet you that there probably is one from 1793. I got to go to Trash Island.
Obviously, Lindsay's next vacation.
Long lost love.
Yeah.
Trash Island.
Just sorting through it, looking for messages in a bottle.
Destination wedding for Oscar the
love
Grouch,
at first,
right?
Trash at him.
So where does the plural go on that? Is it messages in a bottle? Messages in bottles?
I think it depends on how many bottles and how many messages there
are.
So if it's like three messages in one bottle, it's messages in a bottle?
Yeah, if it's three messages in one bottle. But if it's three messages in three bottles.
Messages in bottles.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think
so. So you pluralize both.
Ships in bottles. That's how they describe it if you build those little ship things.
Right. I think you're talking about two different things, and both of them can be plural, so...
Okay.
Works you say anything with confidence, people will believe you.
I agree.
Yeah. Michael, you're really great at this.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I
believed you.
And that's your secret phrase.
We believed in you.
There's your secret phrase. Michael, you're great at this.
He did. Yes. Had this huge grin like, oh, thanks, Lindsay.
Yeah. Aww. He bought into that hook, line, and sinker. He really did that. Have that look on his face that like, I know, I am good at this. Finally, somebody is recognizing me for my, oh, damn it.
Oh, man.
Gold star for Michael.
Yeah.
Gold
I'm still riding on my saltine win.
Yeah, from a month
three
ago.
Weeks
ago.
Yeah. 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so Michael, why don't you go with your fact?
I will.
If you can contain yourself.
Yeah, I'll try. So everybody knows Grumman's Chinese Theater. Yes, in Hollywood?
Yes.
I've seen it.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't been there, but I've seen pictures.
Well, aren't you going to be there soon? You should go. It's great.
Okay.
But one of the things out front and in the courtyard, people put, you know, you can put, the celebrities put their handprints in cement.
Oh, cool. Yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. You get all the different people. There is one of the celebrities that put his hands in that had an extra finger.
Oh, who is the six-fingered man?
Who is the six-fingered man at Grumman's Chinese Theater?
Super easy. It's Count Tyrone Rugen.
This is man, getting it again.
Everybody knows he's the six-fingered man. Yes. Lindsay's looking at me like
it's a princess
no
bride. It's a princess bride.
No, I know. That's why I'm like rolling my eyes. I know. Carson?
Sorry, I just was like thinking about Princess Bride and not thinking about actors.
Anybody want a peanut?
Well, we know it's a man, so that's helpful.
That
why? Because you said he?
Yeah, you said he. So
or she.
You already said he, so I, you know, I'm gonna guess the man.
Is there a way to like to get your hands in this thing? Is it all like old stars, or they add people constantly in? Like, I'm just trying to narrow down a timeline. Is this an old celebrity, or is this a newer thing? Like, is it like the stars that they keep adding to it?
Well, as I understand this, they did this at the time to commemorate the 40th. This was in 2014 when they did this, and it was to commemorate the 40-year anniversary of a specific movie.
Oh.
If I gave you any other details, it's going to give it away.
So it was 73?
Would have been 74, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, movies from 1974.
Mickey Rooney.
No.
I know the answer because you said the name of a celebrity during the meeting this morning in reference to your interesting facts.
I didn't have the fact during the meeting.
Oh.
Maybe maybe it was after the meeting.
A left turn.
I mean, I'll throw out the name of the celebrity you mentioned earlier in order to sound smart.
Go for it.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, it's Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
I knew it off the top of my head.
As a joke, because he's that kind of a guy.
Right.
He put a prosthetic finger on his left hand and put it in. Nobody noticed until after the hands came off the cement.
That's pretty great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Mel Brooks,
great fact,
which means Blazing Saddles?
For Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Lindsay, is that on your list of movies that you haven't seen?
No, I've seen Young Frankenstein. Okay. I've seen a lot of the Gene Wilder and Mel Brooks movies. I did see Blazing Saddles kind of recently in the last few years, and I enjoyed it.
It's a great movie.
Is that one of the ones we watched in The Office?
I don't think so. Maybe. Okay. No, actually, yeah, I think we did.
You guys watch Blazing Saddles at the office?
Yeah, there was a time when we weren't very busy. Well, I mean, we were always busy.
We were less busy.
We're less busy, and then we just had a list of movies that Lindsay needed to see. Yeah. We watched Alien, together. Yeah, we watched Die Hard.
It was Die Hard. It was, we watched Aliens.
Aliens, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the Alien
Blazing
movies.
Saddles. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll watch Aliens with you. Great female protagonist.
Love it. The first one's essentially a horror movie. The second one is essentially an action movie.
Okay.
Oh.
So, very, very interesting bit of filmography.
Going back to Mel Brooks here, when everybody realized what happened, he was joking with the press that day. Mel said he hoped that it would catch the attention of a tourist from Des Moines.
Hypothetical tourist.
And like, oh, look, Mel Brooks has six fingers on his left hand.
Right. He wanted to start a rumor.
Exactly.
Okay. That sounds like a Mel Brooks kind of thing.
Exactly.
Very so.
So, I saw that. It made me smile. And I was like, I'm going to bring that to the podcast.
Right. Those are the kinds of things I would love to do. I would love to be famous enough to start screwing with people.
Absolutely.
But not in an Ashton Kutcher kind of way.
You don't want to do punked?
Punked.
No.
No.
That seems bad. Like in a Mel Brooks kind of way.
Punked is kind of...
mean?
Yeah. Very mean. And then people get mad at you and think you're... Yeah, no. Just
don't do it.
I remember it was like maybe it was like the end of the second season. He's like, okay, we're giving up. We're done.
Yeah.
And then they came back. It was like, oh, just kidding.
There was a couple celebrities that knew that they were on Punked, and then they were just like meaner to him because they like realized what was going on.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we're not going to.
I will say
this.
The one he got with Justin Timberlake was pretty great.
Yeah, well, Justin Timberlake just roll with it, right?
Yeah,
no,
but that
was
like,
was he actually livid?
Yeah. Did you see it? They repossessed all of his stuff.
Yeah, they basically like closed the thing. They were like breaking guitars and stuff. It was brutal.
It was not. He had like this $200,000 original like guitar. And he's like, just be careful with that because it's priceless. And he goes, oh, yeah, no problem. And then they like drop it and smash it. But it was a fake.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It was a fake. And he's like,
he's like crying.
He's on the phone with his mom. It's just like, it's the whole thing.
Right.
Oh, I would picture him just being very go with the flow. But now in context, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I don't understand that. If I showed up in my house and somebody was taking stuff out of it and saying they were legally there to repossess things, I would call the police and my lawyer, especially if I was a millionaire.
Yeah.
That my lawyer would be there in 5 minutes with an injunction for whatever the hell was going on. The police would be there and everybody involved would be arrested.
Yeah, right. That's the thing about Punked. I don't know how they... Because they've done ones where like people accidentally... Like they tried to get it that they looked like it killed somebody like, by an accident.
Right.
I don't know how they...
There was one they did... Did they do one with Kanye that was like they couldn't...
They gave his award to Taylor Swift? Yeah, I saw that, I think.
No, I think it was... He was filming the music video for Jesus Walks.
Okay.
And they didn't. They had the permits they needed, but they didn't have the special religious permits because it was a Sunday.
Okay.
And like that was like the basis of the joke.
Well, you know, too. Speaking of the Taylor Swift, that wasn't even the first time it's happened where someone's been like upstaged in an award show. Back in the 1998 Grammys, Sean Colvin went on stage to receive her award, and old Dirty B came on and said Wu-Tang is for the children, and upstaged her, and so that's like. Good.
Oh, the origin story.
Good way before Kanye and T-Swift had their beef.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Wu-Tang is for the children. And that was her big year, too. She had the big song, Sonny Came Home, winning a bunch of all the awards that night. And
which it absolutely should not have.
It's a great song. I love that song. It's because upbeat and poppy, and it's really about murder, so it's kind of like...
fun.
Yeah.
We are way off the rails.
Carson, what's your fact?
Okay, what's my fact?
I gave the people a very strict directive as to what was going to happen at the beginning, and I need to get us back on track here.
Okay, I have a fact.
You have a fact.
A fun fact.
Oh, okay.
Who was the first woman to have a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100?
Madonna.
Sean Colvin.
The first woman to have... Yeah. A song, number one song.
A song reached number one on Billboard Hot 100.
The first one.
Aretha Franklin.
That is a great.
That's a solid guess.
Great guess.
Thank you.
There's no way that's right, but that's a great guess.
No, that is not correct. But
dang it.
Yeah.
Here's a shot out of left field. Lauryn Hill?
Nope.
Okay. You got to think Janis
Joplin.
Yeah, it's got to be like 70s.
Cyndi Lauper.
60s,
Dolly
70s.
Parton.
Ooh, that's a good guess,
too.
That's
a great guess.
No, that's not it either.
Thanks, Carson.
I'm gonna
Ella Fitzgerald.
Gladys Knight.
No. So let's, I'll give you a little bit of background to clarify a couple things. So first off,
we can keep blindly guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, so the Billboard Hot 100 didn't become a thing until 1958.
Right.
That's
right.
when it started. So to just get this out of the clarify, in 1954, Kitty Kaelin had Little Things Mean a Lot, which was considered one of the biggest songs of the year. It probably went to number one, but there's not, they can't really verify, like, because they did different charts for, like, what was being played in jukeboxes, what was being played on the radio, what were people buying, and now the Hot 100 came and, like, melded everything together. Like, this is the overall number one song in the country. So, like,
got it.
Kitty Kaelin kind of had a number one, but it wasn't. But they weren't
right.
really
because there was another music list of like top of the charts that was 1946 that started, right?
Right. So there was like different, a lot of different things going on. But 1958 is when the Billboard charts, like, we are being official. We're the number one. We're doing this.
Right.
And so 58 is when they started with Ricky Nelson's Poor Little Fool, first song, everybody's number one. And then in 1960, so it took 2 whole years for a woman to finally reach the summit.
1960.
Yes.
So it was not Britney Spears.
It was not Britney Spears, though.
Well, that's.
Britney Spears is a side note, too. She's unusual because she hasn't had as many number one hits as you would think.
They're just all great. They're all classic.
They're all classic, but like after Baby One More Time, her next one was Womanizer.
Really? Yeah. Womanizer hit number one? Wow.
Yeah, so, but like none of those, like, oops, Toxic, nope.
Toxic's number one in our hearts.
Right, Toxic is a bop.
If I'm doing a draft of Britney Spears songs, Toxic is my number one overall pick, and I will stand by that.
Yeah,
thank
see,
you.
This is why I never asked you to judge things. Yeah.
Why? This is the best song.
Drive Me Crazy would be the...
Drive Me... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I actually...
It's a great song, but not number one overall pick song.
Yeah, no, come on. It's got to be Oops, I Did It Again.
I don't know. So, actually, I don't know if this is my number one, but like definitely like in the top three is I'm a Slave for You. Like,
oh, that gosh, is, with that snake.
Whew. And that music video, too. Like, ooh. I just want to go up and dance when that comes on.
Oh, I'm fanning myself thinking about it. Whew. Anyway, your fact. So it's not Britney.
It's not Britney.
But it should be. She's so good. She could go retroactively in time and be the number one in 1960.
So Patsy Cline.
Ooh, Patsy Cline's a good guess.
Nope, not Patsy.
I think that was the
last one. I'm out after Aretha. Yeah. Okay. That was my guess.
Yeah.
I would still
excellent
re-guess
guess.
It.
Right time frame?
Yeah.
You had a very good guess. The correct answer is Miss Connie Francis with Everybody's Somebody's Fool.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Connie.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
Get it. Which you actually hadn't. Did a version of it in German, and it was big over in Germany, too. So she was multilingual. But Connie Francis had 3 number one hits between 1960 and 62. Had a bunch of top 10 hits, late 50s, early 60s. But pretty cool, because it took 2 whole years for
a woman
to finally break through. And then she was like, here, I'm here.
You do you know the hit? You're in the music industry, yes?
Yes.
The radio industry.
Yes.
Yes. So do you know the history of Billboard? What they did before they did music? They were still a ranking list. They still ranked.
They ranked
things.
Billboards.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Really?
Yeah, they ranked advertisements on billboards.
Oh, is that actually like the best, what inspired one of the Oscar nominees? I'm sorry, it didn't. Obviously, it's a different movie.
Right.
But I would watch a movie about people ranking billboards. I'd also rank your billboards. So let me know.
Right.
Cool. So Carson, to segue from yours to mine, I also have.
That was a great segue noise.
That is a Segway horn.
That's
is what
why
that was.
Carson is the best. I've been working on that sound for a while. I've been practicing.
2 years. Two years. She's been throwing out different sounds for Segways, and that's the first time she's gotten a positive response, which means, Carson, you will not be back next week.
Thanks for coming, dude.
Okay, so my interesting fact is one of those things that I went down a wormhole and found a bunch of interesting things about it, but my question, maybe you'll be able to figure out. So who was the first woman?
Oh, good segue. Britney Spears. I did women. You're doing women.
Yeah, yeah. Lady power. So who was the first woman to be buried in the Pantheon, the Paris Pantheon, by her own merits? So there was a woman there that was a wife, but this
not
is
a wife.
Yeah. So this was the first one to be there just solely on her own merits.
Did you say Pantheon or Parthenon?
Pantheon.
Pantheon. Okay.
That's the one in Paris.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was Greek.
Then
I had to
write it out in print to make sure I didn't misspeak. Yeah. So who was the first woman there? The
Joan
Paris
of Arc.
Pantheon. No, interesting guess, but no.
Joan of Arc was French.
Yes, Joan of Arc was French.
I'm trying to think of French.
I don't even know where is Joan of Arc's buried. Do they know where the body is?
She was burned.
Oh, burnt. Duh. That was really dumb.
No, not as dumb as the guy that threw out, where was she buried?
Oh, Michael, together.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Everyone just, I could hear the collective groan as we record this as people listen to it.
Did you hear the contempt in my voice when I did that?
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people that are buried there with urns, and there are ashes there. There's a couple tombs that just have soil in them because people didn't want to move the bodies, because this is a big thing of honor that they'll, like, for example, this woman was buried previously and then moved to here. So, yeah. And there's people there that a lot of them have urns, but not urns with ashes, just urns with hearts.
Right.
But these are full bodies. Any guesses? I can give you a hint.
Is that a cenotaph? Is that what that's? No, a cenotaph is a gravestone without a body.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. But any guesses?
I have a guess, especially since you said she was moved.
You
want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, because if I'm right, that ends the game.
I understand, but I opened with Joan of Arc.
Oh, that is true.
Carson, so let's let Carson go.
I'd like this game to end as quickly as possible, please.
I don't know many famous French women, so I'm just going to...
I knew the one.
I'm gonna throw out a hint on my guess, and Lindsay can tell me if I'm right. She's not French.
Kind of.
Was it the creator of the surrender flag?
okay, I think that you probably got it.
Yeah.
But I will give you guys another hint. Okay. So her and her husband are both buried there.
Yep.
Both of their coffins are lead lined, and they have 1 inch of lead lined coffins, which I think is the only ones that have lead lined coffins in the Pantheon.
I know it now.
Carson, any guesses?
I'm still drawing a blank.
She was the first woman to ever win a Nobel Prize. Yep. She won the Nobel Prize for physics, and then she was the first and still only woman to win multiple Nobel Prizes.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard physics, and I went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now you're going science, and I.
Yeah, this is a science
question.
Yeah,
I know nothing about science. Like, science is not, I got Fs in science in high school. Well, in physics in high school, like, that was bad, so I'm not.
She's more of a chemistry person.
Yeah. Well, she won the Nobel. Her first Nobel Prize was in physics, and then the second one was chemistry.
Right.
So, yeah. But no, go ahead. Yeah.
Marie Curie.
Yeah. So she was the first one by her own merit to be in the Pantheon. She passed away in 1934. And what's interesting and how I kind of came to find this whole thing is that her house was used until 1978 by the nuclear physics, whatever organization of Paris, even though it was really contaminated. And there's like a really high percentage of people that have cancer within that area by her house, because she used to just kind of walk around with the glow stuff. Yeah. She thought it looked beautiful, and they didn't really
know. It really
is
pretty.
Yeah.
It's like kryptonite.
Yeah, so they have a museum there that you can go to. It's rated 4.5 stars on TripAdvisor.
Well, there you go.
Because the office and chemistry lab were decontaminated in 1981. So it's kind of cool. You can go in and you can look at all the things. They had like radioactive. They thought it was good for makeup change. Like, it was a big deal in a bunch of products. And the FDA in the U.S. had to say, hey, no, this is actually.
This is literally going to kill
you. Nope.
Yeah. So... Yeah, it was a lot.
So Marie Curie, the first woman buried in the French Pantheon on her own merits.
On her own merits, yeah. So I also learned about her. So she passed away at a pretty old age for someone who lived...
Touched radioactive stuff all
that. Tested radioactive things. She lived till 66, and her husband died really tragically and slipped and fell outside and got ran over by a horse cart. And like, this was 30 years before her death. No, but it's just kind of crazy. I didn't know that that was... Like, you deal with this such... radioactive, deadly material, and that's the way to go. That kind of stinks.
Right. You get run over by a horse cart.
Yeah.
As soon as you were like, oh, no, it's the coffins are lined in lead. I was like, nope, I know who it is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's one of those things you can think your way
through. Finally, they're protected.
Right.
Finally, yeah. But their bodies are going to be radioactive for another 1,600 years, because they said the main one they worked with is radium-226, and it's half-life of 1,600 years.
That's crazy.
See, that's what I was thinking. The lead isn't for...
Oh, it's for out, not in.
It's to keep it in.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, well, they were freaking out because her old place had gotten broken into, and they were like, oh, people could use this stuff. And you can still use her original notes and things. You can, I don't know if you check them out from a library, but you have to like go in, wear the suit, sign a waiver. But if you wanted to go learn more about it, you could actually study from her original manuscripts, which
that's
is kind of
awesome.
Cool.
But you'd have to speak French, right?
Yeah, they're in French.
Polish? Are they in French?
I think that they're mostly in French.
Okay.
But don't hold me to that. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know either. So it's
We don't know either. This has been the podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Carson.
And we don't know either.
Bye.